This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Thursday, November 22nd, 2024.
Yeah, boy.
It sure as hell is.
This time next week, you're going to be sacked out.
This time next week, yes, I will. Spoiler alert, it will be a worst of show next Thursday. It will be pre-taped.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still, I mean, you want to hear it because then, you know, you're usually getting... See, we try to be different and call it the worst of, because most people call it the best of. And it was just our way of how anti-establishment can we be. We want to disrupt. So we call it the worst of. But that's usually the prime stuff. I mean, it is, actually.
Yeah. It's all the best or the worst. But it's good.
But yeah.
It's all prepared for you.
A week from today. That's right.
The curator is... goes through a lot to put them together, just to make sure that...
He does. He's a...
curator.
He is a curator. I mean, really, like... I think I've actually used that word on him before. He's the curator of the archives, in that...
He knows where everything is. That's why it's so funny, because he can remember your birthday and everything before anything.
And people I went to high school with.
I know, it's scary.
Well, when we got CrowdStruck...
X-names.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
God, that'd be a whole separate show.
It would not, shush. Just, trying to make it out like I'm some womanizer. That is not the case at all.
Just to go through, like, I got questions about this person, that person.
Well,
that
also, person. I've known you for 20 plus years.
Long time.
So, you know, there's that too. Plus, I talk a lot, and I mean.
Well, you got to.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, off the air, too. So, it's like I was telling you earlier.
I did pick up on that.
There is, it's just who I, and you know what? We've come to, like, know that and, like, love that about each other, I think. Because I was telling him, I was like, we were just talking about, it was something on the news in the background, and I was like, you know, if you had to work with somebody like that, it wasn't somebody on the news either. Mm-mm. It's like, if you had to work with somebody like that all day, that'd suck. Because, you know, like, once you... it ain't some, like, it's not a work relationship you can escape once you necessarily leave work, if that makes any sense. And I was like, you know, just probably just running off at the mouth about stuff you don't care about. And then I'm sitting here for a minute. I was like, but then again, when I walk over there and show you a picture of my grandson from the day before, I have to remember that down deep, the way I know him, he doesn't give a damn, but then he will still, though, say, oh, look at that little boy. Or, you know, you'll it's not pandering.
No.
But it's just, I think it's the definition of just being nice.
Like, I like it to an extent.
Yeah.
You know? Which, but like in
general. You don't hate it. It is not a fake thing, but you're not overly, I get that, and I appreciate it, but that about you.
He just doesn't like to show that part about his life, you know?
That's the part where I said I talk it's too awkward. Much. If Fat Boy was not happily married now for 20 plus years, then you would shit, you know? You don't even talk about your family really that much. And I.
Not a whole lot.
I respect those walls you put up early on. I really do.
I think I'm more even keeled about a lot of things now. It's just kind of, you know, just. God, it's really hard to describe. I tell you, like this morning, I stop and get gas.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gas station, and this chick working is gorgeous, man. She's like one of the hottest women I've ever seen.
At a gas station or like
in general? just working it.
Yeah.
In general, yeah, for sure. We're definitely gas station hot.
She'd like, win the title, Miss Gas Station.
But like, you know how some guys would look at her and maybe they would try to hit on her or they'd flirt or give a compliment?
Yeah.
Like I had that as a fleeting thought. It was like in and out.
Right.
Like I don't really, but I do that with a lot of people now. Like you get that quick first impression and then you don't think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's in and out.
Yeah, like you, like not just looks or whatever. I mean, that's a big part of it, I think. But
I think I developed like a healthy narcissism too.
Oh,
doing this job.
Well, I mean, there's a tinge of that.
That makes
healthy
sense.
Narcissism.
Same thing I was talking about with the dad yesterday, right? Where he was, they're wanting to fake their relationship through the end of the year to appease the kids and everybody. There is a hint of that. It's like, I love my kids. I want to be there with them. There's a hint of narcissism in that. Or, again, I use the example of someone you love dies. They're much better off, likely, a lot likely, unless they're sinners and they're burning in hell in that bottomless pit. But generally, they're better off. But the longing for them is ours. It's selfishness, and that turns into narcissism.
There's somebody I know probably for about 10 years now. And every time this person goes through, it's a woman, when she goes through a relationship and she's either done with it or it doesn't work out for whatever reason,
yeah,
that person's dead to her like they never existed. And at first I was like, that's got to be a rough way to live. But I see how happy this person's been consistently over that 10 years. And I'm like, that's probably a pretty helpful skill to develop.
Yeah.
Knowing when to cut people off in whatever capacity.
Now see, the narcissist in me is like wondering now, like, God, who is he talking about?
If you're a narcissist, you would hold that person responsible and not take responsibility for yourself. So therefore.
It's not every.
Yeah. You talking about like a former lover or something?
Oh, I know narcissists. Trust me.
Now, why are you looking at me saying this?
No, I'm just...
I have a hint of it. Everybody does. If you don't, you're a welcome mat.
I had a narcissist in my life, and it was hard to cut him out, but I realized that he was damaging. I mean...
She's talking about Lex Luger.
I'm you know this person and what he did to me, and it was just horrible. And I've forgiven him, but he never took responsibility for what he did.
Yeah.
Half of it was the drinking problem and half of it was the drug problem, but a lot of it he was a narcissist and he didn't take responsibility for anything, any action that he did. He blamed others for what happened to him.
Gaslight, lying, triangulation.
For what that situation was.
See, I don't know. I didn't know gaslighting was invented until like a year ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, really. It was the buzz term.
Yeah.
That situation Paige is talking about.
Yeah.
And you don't have to really get into it, but if you don't want to, but for whatever that was, you know, obviously it did not end well.
No.
I'm surprised that person even comes up, but that person does come up a lot.
Oh, because he hurt me.
But I feel like it's something that like
in the beginning of a sick relationship like that, that person love bombs you. Like he is the best thing for you. Everything is so great. Everything
is
like perfect. And then it snaps. And then he starts saying things. And the last thing that he said to me.
Oh, Paige.
That really turned everything around is he says, your grandmother wasn't blank. And my grandmother had just died.
Wow. Wow.
And I said, you can say all the stuff that, you know, that I'm nobody, all this other stuff when you're drunk or when you want to get mad at me and go do whatever you're going to do. But that's it.
I would like to think.
I'm trying to figure out what the blank is. I'm being serious. I know, Paige. You don't have to mouth it to me.
Like, wouldn't you?
I'm glad that's what it is, actually. Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you think that if that were the situation?
God, how deep are we going at 6'10 right now? I know, this is crazy. Man, it's Go ahead, though. It's very healthy, I think.
Like, you would think that you would not want to think about that person ever again.
Well, I do speak to that person because I've forgiven him. But
that's what I don't get. I know. Like, but it's not me.
That's what her way of dealing, and that's very healthy.
Because he was so destructive in my life and for a long time. And that's really one of the reasons why I don't date quickly. I don't let people in my home. I don't. Because at the time, I was very vulnerable. My grandmother had cancer, and I just was not myself.
Yeah.
And she was dying. And when you go through something like that, it just, you need support. You don't need people pretending to love you and then tear you down when you're at your weakest.
That's a good point, Paige. That's a very good point. I felt like this is what team building exercises should be instead of just going to the bar and playing bowling.
Yeah.
Playing bowling. What?
It's not like...
You guys want to go play bowling tonight?
And you know the funny thing about it is I'm the one that got away to him. Like, he is still obsessed with me and tells me all the time he loves me, but he's happily married to this other person. I tell him, you need to stop that
because
this is toxic. Ew. This doesn't help your relationship. I hope you're not drinking. But of course, you know, he's happily married, doesn't drink anymore, ruined my life.
Man,
had more children.
He's telling you he loves you still?
Yes. He's
okay,
like,
so he's not happily married.
Well, whatever. I mean, he says, I'll always love you. You were so kind to me and what I did to you. And I go, well, why did you do it? You know, what makes a person be that bad?
Oh,
man.
I
don't think I'm a good person because I would probably, like, I could see that angle he's coming from. Like, I think I am in a part of, like, meeting people, like, you know, like, I'm a nice guy or whatever, but, like, if I could find some angle to, like, take advantage of you for as long as I could, I probably, like, lean that way more now.
And God, fat.
I think the best line I've ever said to somebody, I said, let's just put it to you this way, any man I meet is better than you.
Well.
In my next relationship, anyone, you are that toxic.
But see, that you're already laying it out like you're going to meet another toxic person, but they're not going to be as bad as him. You should just, I want to give you some advice. Put it to bed. Don't.
It is put to bed.
Block the number, though. Don't. Hey, see,
that's
always right on that. I'm telling you that as a friend. We can turn the microphones off and talk about this. I am serious. I'd put that to rest.
I was just surprised.
You reliving this then, I feel like.
No, I don't relive it. I've come to terms with what happened. I mean,
I just wouldn't talk to the dude.
I mean, it was so bad. And
yeah, like, I won't repeat what I've heard you say over the years about it, but, like, that's why I was very surprised about it, that name came up, because I was like, this is rough stuff.
But everybody's different, though. That's what I am telling myself right now. Like, I know how I would handle things. You can't black out moments of your life. I mean, people talk about, there's a morsel there. I mean, it's always going to be there. So there's times of my life where I would love to, like, mentally block out. But I also have to remind myself of, like, the good that also happened during that time that I would also be blocking out. And there's certain, I mean, I'll just be, we being honest today, like, there's a past relationship of mine where when even discussing with anyone, I refer to as a city name and not the person's name. That's all I'll say about that. Like, that's how down deep, just bottom of the barrel mentally I was at that moment. But also, you know, the silver lining to that is I got incredibly, and not in a weird way, but just incredibly close with my daughter. Like, she and I were just like held each other up, is what I will say.
Yeah. Got one.
That's the damn Kleenexes.
That's we got one in your nose right now.
Well, I got it's that season, man. I keep a runny nose this time.
I didn't
of year.
Mean to like.
No, he did it. But it, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's an interesting like way you look at it. Now, I don't know if it's like that with every situation, like past relationship.
No, not this is obviously this more than just that, but yeah.
But I wonder if other people are like they look at relationships not working out because what they were going through, not really necessarily what the other person might have done. Like, I was going through this, that's why I didn't work out. Like, I didn't feel so good, that's why I didn't work out.
Right.
Like, I wonder if people are like that instead of like, well, she's a bitch and, you know, it was her fault. But maybe the other person didn't do anything, but the
well,
way
in
you
my
were.
Case, though, you understand what I'm referring to and that was obviously what that was.
Yeah, I think so. If I had one guess, I'd probably nail it.
Yeah, so that's, but I was.
Don't ask me, too. Don't text me. Because we get people like that. Hey man, like no matter what it is,
I know.
Look, how many people text the other day? Hey, what were you talking about? You didn't want to Google.
I had to, especially when they like ask you on social media. It's like, no, I'm not. If I'm telling you, I don't want to Google that. I ain't gonna write it on here. I'm definitely gonna go on the list.
I mean, whoa! What the hell?
What the hell, man? What is going on?
That's got to be looked into. I tell you what I did. I had a person.
The world's tallest and shortest women met yesterday. The Guinness World Book of Records.
God, that's
oh
a real
my
person.
God, somebody. I got to get a picture. Freeze it, fat boy.
I can pause. Yeah,
I got real bad attention deficit disorder.
It's on
what
my phone.
We'll say.
You going to post it? It's got a rebuffer.
I mean, gosh, bless. That is
that is some.
I mean, I'm just a real person here. That's
oh, geez.
I just grabbed. Paige, look at this. It's incredible. It's just
that can't be a real
little person.
I want that as a painting.
Sweet.
So
I told somebody what it was, a friend, and like she didn't answer me after I bluntly told her what, and I wanted to text back like, "Are we good?" Like I didn't coin it. Like this is what this means.
It's one of them. So yeah. Right, definitely don't get on that tangent now because that's just beefing that up.
Again. Yeah, I'm not the best person to explain in light terms what something might be.
Right.
Like I pretty much just put it out there.
Yeah, you're very blunt.
And it might be explicit, but
it's just one of the things where you're like, oh God, this world. Just when you think it's already Sodom and Gomorrah, you read hear about things, and you're like, good Lord. I mean, really, like all these things that Alex Jones has been saying might be true. It's weird.
Like I don't want to say any names, but we're in a group where I send a certain picture to somebody, and they're like, I had to delete that whole thread because they were nervous about, you know.
I deleted that thread.
I think somebody else said it again.
I had to save it because I photoshopped it, remember?
Yeah, I appreciate you putting me over in a couple of those situations. Even if it wasn't
now
myself.
I gotta allude to that.
Yeah, it's
but we can't. I mean, we can't. It's now it sounds even more like nefarious than it even really.
Okay,
is.
I can explain what it wasn't bad.
Okay,
we
and I can double back on what I added too.
We had a thread that was somebody said, you know, hey, boys' night, possibly coming.
I am the one who said that. Just I say it as a joke to make you laugh now.
And then I sent a picture of a back of a bunch of guys hooking up. Legal age of consent.
You don't know that they had consent, but I'm sure. Can I show Paige?
Oh,
should I show Paige?
Yeah, she'll love it.
I just went in my recently 30 days deleted. This is the only thing sitting in there right now.
You really did delete it.
Oh, my God.
So
I said, boys, not.
Other people in the thread were disgusted or ha, ha, ha. And then I saved it.
Look what he did.
Oh, that's so. Look at you guys.
Look at the artist.
You're having so much fun. I can't see Mattman.
Mattman ain't in it, woman.
I know. You just put himself in
you?
It.
Fat boys.
It's just one person.
Fat boys.
You know the phrase, go blank yourself?
Fat boy is making love to himself with Alan Jackson on his shoulders. And look, Paige, you didn't even see this.
Look at the background.
Look right there. See, there ain't no way. I don't care who you are. I ain't showing you that one.
Do you think
I'm redeleting it again for 30 days?
Do you think people picked up on our little game back in the days? Whenever we would post pictures on the Facebook page for the Rise Guys, we would always hide a dildo in the pictures.
Yeah, man, that was like the early days of Easter eggs. We'd hide little dildos in the. It was even like promo advertisements.
The best one was we had a pic. I don't know what it was for, but it was a picture of the Welcome to Traveler's Rest sign that we posted, and we hit a dildo in the sign.
It was in the logo of Traveler's Rest.
Yes, man.
And it got shared and like passed around. It's like nobody knows it. They're sharing a picture with a dildo on it. Oh, Lord. We never can do that again now because people are going to go overanalyze.
They're going to go back and look at all the pictures. Remember when we first got the board in the office? What's the first thing we drew on it?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
It wasn't a vagina, I can say that.
That's hard to draw.
It is. You draw one, it's like, what, stingray?
What is it? Sideways Nike check.
Not easy. It's not easy to do.
With some fur.
What?
So today's going to be, I tell you, what a riveting 20 minutes that was, for real. All over the place.
It didn't feel like it. No,
not at all.
I know the boss will remind me it was.
For sure. But that's his job. I mean, if he didn't, then he was not doing a good job. If you're running late, you got to tell you. So, but that's a, you raise us, it's us running late. Jeremy Wayne Clements from the world of NASCAR will be joining us this morning. He will be in here. Season's over, so he's wild man now.
Oh, yeah. He's catching up on lost time.
Yeah, he is.
Plus, I got something to tell him when he gets here.
Oh.
I met the guy who coined his most famous nickname. He walked up to me.
SD?
Geronimo Clap Cheeks.
Oh, from the text.
Yeah, he walks up to me in the store and goes, hey, I want you to know, I was the one that created Geronimo Clap Cheeks.
Oh, wow.
He showed me the text.
You should get him to sign something, Geronimo Clap Cheeks. That's freaking awesome. It'd be a one-on-one.
Huh. I was like, it's pretty cool.
Well, Geronimo Clapcheeks himself will be in studio with us this morning, and we'll talk about this past season of NASCAR. But more importantly, I feel he will be joining us for Facebook Fussing, and he's a hoot on them. I mean, he really is.
Are you going to post that picture for real? Because nobody's going to believe that's a woman.
Well,
she's what, a foot tall? Like, I swear.
I mean, it's like. Pictures of Tom Thumb.
I got the stats on that, you guys.
They're not going to believe the other one's a woman, too, I don't think.
I know. I got to get logged in on the other one. I'll put it on mine and then share it over to the other one because I'm not logged in to the other one.
She might look like one of the ladies, old Nancy Mace, just trying to keep out of the bathroom.
Good Lord. So, fussing today, all kinds of stuff. Feel free to text us up and through sports 723. You can text us the whole show, but we'll get to calls at that point. 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't text and drive. And standard data text rates are applicable and whatnot. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, people were glued to their TVs yesterday. I'll tell you why.
Oh, in protest of oil.
Uh-huh. South Carolina specifically. Next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh boy. All right. We'll get to that then. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The saviors of morning radio. Wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I got tired of waiting on long-ass imaging.
Hey, Buzz.
Good morning,
Paige.
Everyone.
Hello.
It was a huge day in South Carolina, and the parole board has denied parole for Susan Smith. And if you remember, in 1994, Susan was convicted of killing her two children. So she was appearing before the parole board saying, quote, I know what I did was horrible. And she added, I am a Christian and God is a big part of my life. And I know he has forgiven me. And I know that by his grace and mercy, and I just ask that you show the same kind of mercy as well.
I wouldn't quote that woman, actually. I mean, clearly that was not the case. You don't swing that fast. You don't go from one day saying, literally doing like the worst, you remember her first excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just throwing gas on a fire that was already not a good situation at that, it was the 90s, you know, and.
Yeah, I got to go back and deep dive through the whole thing because I was young when this thing first broke and just never really circled back to it.
I was I walked into Chick-fil-A. I was getting ready to do the night shift. And literally, I mean, it was the dude that was working there is like, man, did you hear about this? I was like, no. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, Oprah's coming. And I'm like, oh.
Yep.
Really? To Union? And, like, I'll never forget the name of John D. Long Lake. I mean, all that stuff. The husband worked with one of my best friends at a grocery store.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, like, and this is just me, my thoughts on it. I met David Smith years ago, real nice guy. We worked somewhat. He worked at a place I was in and out of. So I talked to him a good bit. Real nice guy.
It's been a fast food place.
But you could tell, you could just tell, like, he carried it with him.
Oh, gosh, could he not?
Every day. Well, that's what, like, now, I know it's 30 years later, and that's something that's never going to go away, but do you want to go through this every 2 years?
Nope.
Like, I don't know how you.
Well, they were ages 3 and 14 months. So David Smith did appear before the parole board. And he says that he doesn't think that she should be paroled and says it wasn't an accident and she deliberately killed her children. So parole has been denied and it's the end of the story right now.
You know, even though he was a real nice guy and probably still is, I haven't talked to him in a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it was awkward for me to, like, how do I approach this
person? Did you know him prior to?
No.
Okay.
This was after.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know, like, you know, how do you carry yourself around this person? But you could tell he was juggling both, you know. He was a real good dude to me.
Yeah.
I hate to see him go through it, but I can do it every 2 years.
No. Has she kept a clean record?
No.
Oh, no?
She's had a lot of, you know. I mean, she was having sex with a couple different guards or COs over the years.
Yeah. I remember that.
She, a lot of disciplinary, whatever you call them, but
demerits. In trouble.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of trouble. And then I don't know what the thing they said about her trying to make money recently off the situation.
Oh, Lord. God.
But you figured that was going to happen if she got out anyway.
Well.
And I assume she wasn't going to stay around here if she did get out. I don't know how that works. Like, I remember OJ wanted to go to Florida.
Yeah.
And they told him no.
He wanted to go for the golf, though.
Yeah. The so golf. He had to stay in Nevada. I don't know how that works if you get out on parole. Can you go wherever?
I have no clue.
I imagine you'd have, if you're out on parole, you have to go see your parole officer. So therefore, you would not be able to leave.
Now, they say this is every 2 years for the rest of her life that she's eligible. I assume she's going to get out at some point, right?
But he could maybe, this is so, well, I mean, it's on the news and all that crap. You're never going to, I was going to say, he doesn't have to necessarily go and testify or speak every time, but still.
Yeah.
What? Did that go, like I said, I know Oprah came and Sally Jesse came, I think, here and did a live show. But was it, I mean, it was a national thing, though.
It was
absolutely a national thing. What am I saying? Yeah.
And I remember the day when I produced another show here, and she called in and blamed someone else for kidnapping her children.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying the first thing.
And I
she
said,
blamed it on a black
and
man.
And I said, we've got her on the phone, so let's just go with it right now. And I couldn't, I was like, no, that is not true. She's full of something.
It's mud. It's just a rough situation where it's,
yeah,
I don't. See, like, if she gets out, then people are going to feel like slighted, like she didn't suffer. Like, I don't know how you equate that, how that whole thing works out.
Or how money does that either, you know, with a tragic loss. And then, you know, like with the Fred Goldman stuff, you know?
God, yeah, that was.
Again. Like we said at the beginning of the show, like everybody's different. How they process stuff's different. People in and out of their lives, you process it, and people can get over it. People can't. It's, you know.
Man, I had a rotten, wrong opinion about him for years until, you know, I had my own kid, and then that's where it kind of changes.
That's where everything changes.
Because then you realize how it is, you know, your priorities really change when you have children. And
like hearing this thing about the parole or whatever, like it makes you think about your kids and love them more, does it not?
Yeah.
In an odd freaking way, it's like all this stuff you keep, but what does it do? It touches you to the point where, you know, if someone, you know, experiences a loss, you're like, you know what, I need to call mine today, or, you know, call my grandma or whoever, whatever the situation is.
Do you think that, I don't know how parole goes. I don't know if people usually get out on the first time.
You didn't talk about that when you were in for 26 hours?
Like, I remember.
You paroled.
Like, I can only remember, like, Leslie Van Houten, and, you know, she never, like, years and years, she just wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this was, you know, Susan Smith's first time, if they were all talking to each other, like, look, like, we can't let this happen, right? Like, nobody wanted, it was unanimous. Nobody wanted to be that one person, the dissenting opinion, to vote for. Because you get mad, that person would have been outed immediately.
Oh, for sure. They always are.
I just wonder if it goes through their mind now, like, is it a strategic decision that they know they'll let her out eventually, but just not right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't understand why people get sentences and then get the option for that, though, especially when it results in death.
Life, when it's supposed to be a life sentence.
Yeah, that to me, it's...
Yeah, I don't get how that was
not
explained.
I'm Old Testament when it comes to that stuff.
How was that not explained? I don't get that.
Well, they said, if you rip my eye out, I get to rip yours out. Or you knock a tooth out, I get to knock one of yours out. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Well, that, but there's, like, in this case, they're saying the jury thought a life sentence meant her natural life in prison.
What does that mean?
I guess they didn't tell the jury that, oh, you know, parole might be an option. If they knew the jury was thinking that, why wouldn't they say, like, parole's an option?
Yeah.
It was either life or death.
And then the even if they, you know, say, okay, you're committed to death, then they'll sit there forever. And then the big rigmarole of, well, how are we going to do it? You know, all this stuff with the lethal injection and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's all different state. It's just odd.
The firing squad now.
Well, we need.
See, that right there, I always said cheapest, easiest way, but then there's that whole stigma that lands on the people who pulled the triggers. Like, some people would be like, dude, I'll volunteer for that. You ain't even got to pay me. I'll sit there and do it. I ain't going to bother me at all. But then not knowing who really is the person who shot him, that's got to be numbing.
There could be so many options in the future. It's going to be ridiculous.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thanks so much, Paige.
Human rights arguments won't hold up for most of this stuff.
God, it seems like animals have more rights than humans do sometimes. And I love the hell out of animals, but I'm saying just when it comes to the certain sector of America, I always use the example of watching the people smile and pull out their phones when the mother goose is letting her ducklings walk behind her across the road over here. But if that was an old person carrying her daughter and then the grandson was behind him, people would be, get the hell out of the way.
Get off welfare.
It's so crazy.
Get off. I'm paying for your WIC, and I'm tired of it.
It's true. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
You know, we talked about this girl earlier in the week, the ring girl from the Tyson fight.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you what she's up to now. Might be some unwanted attention coming her way. She's speaking out. We're speaking up, really.
Oh.
I got a question.
Did she go to some parties or visit an island?
Oh, God.
No, but it's amazing how quick we can find out who is who.
I know. That's why you don't want to act a fool in public now.
No.
Because people will screenshot you, and there's that section of Reddit where they live to find out who you are, what you do for a living, and make you get fired.
Plus, how
easy... If you're a bad person.
How easy is facial recognition going to, like, be on somebody else's phone? When is that just going to be a simple app you can just scan somebody's face and... Oh, this is Stan Antonio from...
Dude, it can do it with plants. It can do it
with plants.
Like, I was looking through my phone the other night, and I saw a picture of Otis, my mini cow. And I scroll up to look at the info for whatever reason, and it popped up mammal, and I click on it, and it showed all this information about his breed. I'm like, and my phone knew that.
Sometimes I'll trick it and I'll take a picture down the shorts.
Yeah, so Loch Ness Monster.
It's like, this is a mushroom that grows in.
That's fungus. Morning, everybody.
No, no, it ain't.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Who is the ring girl from the Tyson-Paul fight everybody's been looking at? Got answers. Her name is Sydney Thomas. You want to guess how old she is?
22?
Oh, you're close. She's 20 years old.
Good Lord.
She's a student. Of course she's a student.
Always student.
You want to guess where a hot 20-year-old goes to college?
Greenville Tech.
Stanford.
Oh, that's a good answers.
Look at Paige with Stanford. Okay. You know, that's where my girl Cameron Brink went.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, she's
Didn't you tell him? I mean, I thought I heard that.
I did, yeah. I'm a Stanford women's basketball fan now.
Yeah.
She goes to the University of Alabama.
Okay, wow. Roll Tide.
And for some reason before this, her Instagram followers, it went up to, she's at 614,000 now, but she was already at 236,000.
Oh, yeah. She was already like a promo girl. I want to know how was selected, because she was a foot taller than the other two, three. There were three others.
Yeah.
Again, I watched the prelims. I watched it all. And you didn't even look at the other ones. I mean, the other ones were so short. And, I mean, she was the clear winner, if there was such.
Yeah, I just have here that she was plucked from social media. But it is, you know, interesting to wonder like how she was selected, because I mean, look, she's good looking, but there are a lot of hot girls on social media now. How do you separate yourself?
Like, there's this, okay, so remember that in the group text I sent the link to her Instagram because I was like, oh, let's see how fast you can find out this. Look at this picture. Her and all her friends look exactly the same. Like, yeah, they are making them now on some island somewhere. Not Epstein. I'm talking about some kind of government hot girl factory.
She was found on social media. This was only her second fight ever.
Wow.
She did a fight in Puerto Rico where she held the card up for.
Yikes. That's a wild one to start at.
But look, she's got an end now. She can make money off this for a long time.
She will be able to do autograph signings of, like, for a long time.
How many times have we talked to Ariane Celeste?
A bunch.
And Brittany Palmer, is that the other one? The ring girl from UFC?
Yeah. But we also talked to them in conjunction with their Playboy pictorials.
Yeah, that was true.
Is that it?
Sorry, yeah. When you go do the Hustler? Yeah. Call us back.
Why do you always go
do
to
they
that?
Still do Hustler? Is that
out of here.
Is the Hustler
I don't know. Like, who's going to run it? The Playboy brand now is pretty much an OnlyFans type setup.
Really?
But it's not one anybody can join. Like, you have to be invited to.
And it's really, when you say that, it's kind of cringeworthy. Nobody cares.
Hefner's son tried to reboot it, and it was like, yeah, man, it's a different world. I mean,
that ain't going to be a brand like it was growing up.
It's not a brand because of all the documentaries on it. You know, it's nothing to brag about.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, back in the day, like, to be in those grotto photos and stuff, it was so
cool.
You don't
want to be there.
Now you're like, God.
I mean, if you're approaching it from Paige's point of view, then maybe not.
Well, a lot of the point of views.
But
where,
if you're a fat guy sitting here like, yeah, Playboy. Yeah.
No, I'm grateful that I never went.
You glad that your mother interrupted the
photo
shoot?
Heck yeah, I don't want to be that person.
Where are those pictures?
We don't know somewhere.
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, you're right, but still, where are they is all I'm asking. Way out of here.
Where are they? They're in the Hefner archives.
I'm sure there's billions
down.
Of naked people that they have pictures of that probably were exploited somehow.
That's true. That's true. Not just Paige.
Dang it, man.
What?
I hate that argument that, like, it's such a buzzkill. Like, you're watching an adult movie and, you know, someone was like, don't forget these women are trafficked in all these movies. I'm like, why?
On their own accord, though.
Let me enjoy it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to be a pervert for a minute. Don't kill my perversion.
Now, I will say, when I did work in the adult magazine industry, and I did, I only distributed them. I didn't appear. But there was one called Celebrity Sleuth that sold so well, and it was photos from hot celebrity women in like the beaches of Europe where they were topless.
Uh-huh.
And they would just be like TMZ style photos of women walking around. And I'm like, that seems weird. But they're also on a public beach, on a nude beach.
A lot of that wasn't staged.
Hell no. No. Claudia Schiffer sued one of them magazines. But anyway, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like
invasion of privacy.
It's like people blaming drugs on everything, you know. It's like, well, willpower. I mean, yeah, but I'm from a place where it was either do drugs or not. Well, move.
Right?
I mean, I know that sounds easier said than done, but, like, don't use it as a crutch. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm worried now because he's usually running way early.
Did he oversleep? Is he stuck in the drive-thru?
Oh, Lord. He does have a bigger pickup truck now.
Get an orange juice if you are.
I'll take an orange juice as well. But don't be late, though. Jeremy Clements will be joining us in studio at some point. And also in a half hour, Facebook fussing.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.